October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and from the moment breast cancer is diagnosed, patients depend on their doctors to recommend the best course of action. Usually you think maybe chemotherapy would be that, but apparently there's now a predictive diagnostic test that says that maybe can show that hormone therapy might be what is needed. To hear a little bit more about that is Dr. Ruth Oratz, who is a clinical professor of medicine at NYU School of Medicine. Good morning, doctor. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you, Bruce.
All right. Explain this test and how this really impacts people being treated for breast cancer.
Well, you're absolutely right. About 260,000 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer this year in America. Most of those women will have early-stage breast cancer. That means cancer that's been picked up on a routine annual screening mammogram or perhaps at a checkup with the doctor. Once we diagnose breast cancer, we then have to make decisions about treatment. And until recently, we felt that most women with breast cancer would benefit from the addition of chemotherapy to their other treatments, surgery, radiation, hormonal therapy. But now we understand that breast cancer is not just one disease, but there are many different subtypes of breast cancer. And for women who have hormone-positive, estrogen-positive breast cancer, probably two-thirds of them do not need chemotherapy, and that's where this test, the Oncotype test, is really helpful to us.
And how long did this test, the trial go for this, and how did they sort of think that this might be an option?
Well, we've been working on accumulating data around this test and others like it for more than 10 years, but this study was really the definitive study where we had women randomized. That means based on the result of the test, they were randomly assigned either to get chemotherapy or not, in addition to their hormonal therapy. And what we showed was that for two-thirds of women, they do not need chemotherapy in addition to hormonal therapy, really, really changing our standard of practice and allowing us to identify those people who will benefit from chemo, personalizing that treatment, tailoring the treatment to the individual kind of breast cancer.
Can you tell us how this test works?
The test is done on the tumor tissue that has already been removed, either from a biopsy or the final surgical pathology. So the patient, the woman herself, doesn't have to do anything extra. We just go to the laboratory and send a little piece of that out to have that analyzed, and then we get the results back on the tumor itself.
So did I get you right that you, like, the majority of women would only need the hormone therapy?
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. And that's a big, big, big change, and saving people the difficulty of chemotherapy as well as downtime from work, from daily life, side effects that are short-term or possibly long-term, and, quite honestly, an enormous cost to the healthcare system. So it's a win-win for everyone if we don't have to give chemo. Of course, for those individuals who will benefit, it's a big, big benefit, and they really do need the treatment. So the test helps us define who are those individuals who get that big benefit, and then we go for it.
How soon after you get this test do you get results? And what's the lag time between getting the test and knowing what kind of treatment is needed?
The turnaround time is usually under 2 weeks. And that's perfectly appropriate because women are still recuperating from their surgery, getting their information together, putting their treatment team together. So we have ample time to make a decision.
Is this a test that could be done prior to surgery, or is it needed to be done after whatever surgery for removal of cancer would be done?
Well, the test has to be done on the tumor tissue itself. So we need to have that tumor out. Usually then that means surgery. It can be done from the biopsy, but we really prefer to do it after surgery.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about this or get their doctor in line or at least bring it up in that discussion, how do they get the details on this so they're ready in case this is needed?
More information about this can be found at mybreastcancertreatment.org.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning to get some information out. And, of course, we bring the awareness as we come into October as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks. Dr. Ruth Oratz joining us, a clinical professor of medicine at NYU. U School of Medicine with some interesting new information related to breast cancer.